This is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendoman.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
And, it's really hot today.
Warm.
Why don't we just talk about the weather? Nobody cares.
People want to know.
What, they want to know that it was hot and I was complaining about it?
Yeah, we're documenting. When in 500 years, when our ancestors, no, when our offspring, when they are whatever, descendants, that's the word I'm looking for, when our descendants are piecing back together history, they're going to be able to, like, to place...
No, they're just going to reanimate us, and we're going to be back.
Yeah, but we won't remember. In 500 years, when we're reanimated, what day did you record this podcast?
Well, when they reanimate us, maybe they gave us super brains. Because they figured it out by then.
Even still. Then we won't know, because it's not like the episodes come out on the day we record, even.
Well, we'll have to go back.
So I'm just saying, it's saving work.
Yeah.
That way we know. We got little cues there, yeah. So in 500 years.
I found this website. I was also... I don't know how I stumbled upon this, but there's like this like website where you can like make these like they're like tablets, like stone tablets, and you can put whatever you want on it.
Okay.
And then they put it in this vault, and then they also like propagate it all over the World Wide Web and stuff. It's just like this information repository for like when the world ends and then
goes down.
And then the aliens or whoever can find out about us because they find all these stone tablets. And it's just like, all about Joe. Here's what I want you to know about this. And you like pay for this.
Well, we're getting our own stone tablet coming out.
That's
soon.
True. Yeah. What's going on with the Marmaduke campaign?
All right. So we've gotten $12 thus far.
Also, I just want to say I'm sorry to Old Restless who was angry that we're Marmaduke's taken over.
Just gotta go with the Marmaduke, man.
I said you gotta feel the Marm.
Feel the Marm. Marm loves you.
He does.
And if you just look closer.
So we're at $11.
Sorry, well, 12. 12 was donated, I'll
okay.
say that.
Well, just make sure. So what you need to make sure that when you pop Vox Music at hotmail.com and choose send a friend money, not the pay for goods and services, because it's not what we're doing here. This is all donations. It's all on the level.
Yes, so you're donating it to us, and then in turn we're donating it to them.
And they're a nonprofit organization.
Which the money goes to the Humane Society.
Yeah.
So it's legit.
It's all legit.
But if you forget, it's not the end of the world.
And it's fine. It's because it's like a little bit. But
so $12 have been donated.
Well, we're at $12.
Yes.
And we need to get the lowest, smallest brick, $56.
Right.
We're shooting for the 1 foot by 1 foot brick, which is like $156.
Right. But we'll see. We'll let it run a few more weeks.
Yeah, we'll let it go for a little bit. And this is to get a brick in front of the Marmaduke and Brad Anderson statue in Portland, New York.
That's right. So it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Which is the memory of Marmaduke.
We're going to put the Radio Brendoman logo and website URL.
Yes, which we've already confirmed we can do.
We confirmed it with the people. They said we could do it.
Yep.
And we're going to do it.
We're doing it. So if, you know, after a few weeks, whenever we'll cut it off, if we don't quite, let's say, I mean, shoot for the stars.
We're definitely getting a brick, no matter what.
At least one. You and I will fill in the
we're going to match.
Yes.
We'll fill it in.
We'll fill
whatever's left, you and I are going to split.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get it.
But
we want everybody to be a part of it.
Better, right.
You're all going to be a part of this.
Yes. So thank you to those of you that have already done it. You still have a chance to do it if you want to. It's going to be exciting.
Is Walt Disney reanimated also? Well, everybody is. Like, I mean, we're talking 500 years from now.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody.
If they can, like, dredge us up.
And also, like, by then we're also probably, like, by then we've, like, I'm probably in, like, 100 years we're all going to be, like, our consciousness uploaded in the cloud kind of thing.
So then
but then, like, within within, like, another 400 or 500 years, they've, like, created the synthetic bodies to re-download our conscious.
Like that episode
mind.
Of Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yes.
When the guy's dying and he tries to take over Data's body and put his brain into it?
Yeah.
But then they wind up just putting it into the computer of the Enterprise instead?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched
that.
Now
we're all going to be, I mean, at the very least, we're all going to be on like the Enterprise. That'll be pretty cool.
Well, that's cool, right?
Telling them where to go.
Yeah.
Like, I think you go this way.
I don't know.
Computer? What?
Don't we have GPS?
I'm busy. I'm in the holodeck, man.
By the way, I have been watching.
Dude, if you had access to a holodeck, would you even do, I feel like.
Yeah.
You would never leave. You would never leave that holodeck. It's like, I got a holodeck. I'm not doing anything.
The logic with the holodeck is a little loose.
I'm just chilling out in this holodeck, bro. You have a holodeck. Why is anybody, why are there wars if there's a holodeck?
Go do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Plus,
and why isn't everybody just living in holodecks?
And how many
episodes? And there's food replicators.
And how many episodes does a holodeck go wrong and someone's in danger of being in there? More than one.
Already. A lot.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, so
that's got like their standard, they had nothing else to do.
Nothing. Let's put them in the San Francisco.
But dude, if we're living in a holodeck world, like, forget Starfleet, forget everything. Yeah. It would be like in Ready Player One where you're just like in these little apartments and you're just.
Except you actually can like move.
Yeah.
Cause in that like people were getting like, you know, fat and stuff because they were just,
but then when you got rich off the Oasis, however you could, you figure out your little scheme. So then you get the fancy one with like the treadmill where he's like losing all the weight. And then he gets like the little like pellets delivered with the exact food. But like if we're at food replicator status and holodeck.
Yeah, cause then none of that costs anything.
Like I'm just.
Yeah, that's it. He said holodeck rips off X-Men Danger Room.
It's kind of true. Because it's a danger room.
When was the danger room introduced?
Oh, dude, like in like the 70s, 60s.
Okay. But the danger room is definitely not used
for like... The danger room is dangerous.
Like vacation.
But they do use it for that stuff also.
All right.
Because again, like if you had all that stuff...
Why would you not?
I'd just never leave it. I'd just be like... I'd like pay the Enterprise. Be like, hey, can I just like chill in here?
Right. Just go on vacation.
Yeah, or just have adventures, or just do whatever. Or just, like, holodeck of, like, awesome, cool, chill pad. Well, they
can go back to, like, specific, moments and stuff. So you'd be like, oh, take me to this show that I missed, you know? And, like, see a band's live that you never got to see, or...
Yeah, man.
Or whatever, or just ones you wanted
to see. Just, like, I want to go to Disneyland in 1957.
Yeah.
And just, like...
I want to be there opening day.
I want to eat at the Captain Hook restaurant.
Yep. I mean, like, why would you not?
Yeah.
Why do they ever come out?
You never leave.
You would never come out.
Dude, like, I don't care about the Klingons. Like, whatever.
In fact, all you would have to do...
Klingons, like, you can, like, have everything.
All their peace treaty stuff...
Like, all I need is this holodeck.
If they want to make peace, just here's your holodeck.
Here's your holodeck.
You have as much as you want.
There you go.
You're done. Because, like... peaceful.
What would the Klingons... They're like, oh, here's this holodeck. You guys want to fight each other? Fight each other on the holodeck.
Yeah, go do it. You knock yourself out.
You just want to go kill a bunch of fake people? Just go do it.
Because they did that. And one of them, they had like a fake... Because Worf was feeling lonely, so they had like a fake like Klingon ceremony where we got to fight a bunch of Klingons in the thing. Nobody got hurt except, you know, him because they can beat him up in there.
Yeah,
but he like, wanted to be, though.
But then you enter like this Wall-E where everybody's just like...
Yeah.
Because like... Wouldn't it just be people just like... Just, like, I don't know, I feel like after a while it would get really gross. like, just really gross.
Well, there is, like, it seems to have, like, weird rules about, like, the people that are created in there, like, they can interact and touch and stuff, but then they're not real.
Yeah.
So what, you know, how does that work?
What's going on? What are the mechanics?
Yeah, it's odd. I don't know. But what I do know is that if they have the replicators too, where they can just make food, you could make like healthy food taste good. Like I would just say, you know, make me.
I want a salad that tastes like cake.
Yeah, exactly. Like, give me a carrot that tastes like a hamburger.
Yeah,
and you're done.
Yeah, exactly. Fine.
Like, why not?
You could just be like, give me a pellet that makes it feel like I've had like a 10-course meal,
or just make a hamburger that's like completely healthy.
But tastes exactly the same. You'd have to like give like really specific things. Like, all right, I want a hamburger, but no bad things.
Yeah,
like
all this stuff. But it tastes exactly like a like it
tastes
I want
exactly
it.
Like a hamburger. No tricks.
No tricks. See, it's perfect. I mean, why not? They can make all the other stuff. All right, I think we solved it.
0-calorie hamburger that tastes like a 1,000-calorie hamburger.
Yeah. You could give a specific, like, you know, oh, I want that habanero burger they used to have at Carl's Jr.,
but it's zero calories. And it tastes exactly like
that. But it also has all the nutrients that I need.
No tricks.
And no tricks.
Because I feel like there's somehow it's going to try and do something.
It'll punish you.
Yeah. It's like the monkey paw.
Yeah, that's right. Once you've grabbed it, you can't let go.
Food replicators are like that. The magic of kale.
Yeah, that's what it's all made of in the replicator. Yeah,
sure. Why not? There's
kale in there, but it tastes
right. It's got some kind of weird thing. They gotta figure that out, man.
I think that science might be a ways off.
Well, I mean, like, I know they're working on different things with, like, sweeteners and all that stuff, but they're still so far away.
Well, yeah.
And also, like, it seems like the better the sweetener is, the more side effects it has. Because it's like, all right, here's this one that's pretty good, but it destroys you. Like, you will have explosive diarrhea guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm willing to take that risk.
Because that one is pretty, but that one that there is pretty, it's all right, but you're going to have some diarrhea.
You got to plan ahead, you know.
Oh, dude, I almost.
Don't do it before a day of work.
We went to the park and we had those ones, and then I went shopping afterwards. Almost did not make it home. Yeah. Almost had to go to the 99-cent store bathroom, which I don't even want to know what that place is like.
You do not want to know.
But I was getting close. I'm like, oh, Slurpee. No. Yep. Diet Coke Slurpee.
That's what Janelle and I say. Oh, I got mine. I got my Diet Coke poop. I mean, my Diet Coke Slurpee poop.
Oh, man.
It's fantastic.
I mean, they're working on it. They're top guys.
But I don't
maybe
think
not
gonna,
the top guys.
They're not going to be able to, like, magically create just something out of nothing. Like,
well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the, like, make things that are good for you taste good.
Yeah. They're a ways off still.
They suck at it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And that, to me, is the key. That is the key. Yeah. That will solve so many problems.
Solve all the problems.
Because then we can just get rid of all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Don't need it. If it tastes right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Wow chips.
Oh yeah. The Mario Alestra. Points out. Alestra. That was.
Loose
are
stools.
Are still around?
I think there's Olean stuff still around some places.
Is that
but,
like a modified?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember Wow chips because Mike was all about the. There was, dude, there was one that was like so good. There were
they
some
were,
they
were
great. They were amazing, but yeah,
like an oil slick in the toilet afterwards. Yeah. Like no exaggeration.
Well, it said it will cause anal leakage and loose stools, and it was like disgusting.
And it was real. But man, it tasted good, and you're like, this is great.
These are amazing. But but it was like a big bowl, like on the
package. Yeah, will cause diarrhea. It's anal leakage.
It was like worse because like. It was like, it was like, I just remember it was like really oily.
Yeah.
It was like
really. But you know what? People that want to smoke still smoke with those warnings. People that want a potato chip are still going to eat a potato chip with anal leakage warnings. I understand because I did.
All right. Well, that's enough poop talk.
That's good.
I forgot to do the timer.
It's a good way to start off the show.
Gosh dang it, Phil.
That's all right.
I'll do it now.
Well, remember, we have to
stop. We always say that, and then we don't.
We have to stop at
we're not
going to
do any
minutes.
Of the things you're saying right now.
We could. We should.
Well,
you gotta now be, I'm like, you got to be alive and awake for tomorrow.
Whatever, dude.
You have to do your civil duty tomorrow.
I get to sleep in a little bit.
That's nice.
Because I don't have to be there till 8. Normally, I'm at work.
You already said what you're doing?
I got jury duty tomorrow.
That's right.
Because I postponed it because I wasn't going to do it during the summer.
Miss Comic-Con.
Day off.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that. It was just like a day off. I'm like, I don't want to miss give a summer day. Like, I want to – if I'm in a jury duty, it's going to happen on a work day.
Yeah.
Also, there's the In-N-Out down there.
That's true. Oh, our new In-N-Out's getting close.
That's – I still am predicting like – complete and utter traffic nightmare because it's that on ramp already. That off ramp already is bad because there's the Baker's right there, and then there's all like that crazy donut shop, the Starbucks, all that stuff is all right there, and there's all this construction. And but maybe they're adding an extra lane to the on ramp and off ramp.
It might be
because of the impending.
It's just in and out construction.
Well, because there's gonna be a freaking in and out. And it's also right by the Baker's, and it's right by the, and that's gonna be like, cause you gotta think of the In-N-Out placement by, the closest In-N-Out to us is in San Bernardino, and then the next one down the 10 is like all
Cabazon.
The way Cabazon. Yeah. So you're gonna get a bunch of just like, like just people traveling.
Oh yeah.
Like that's gonna be huge.
Right there off the freeway.
Right there off the freeway, I think is gonna be a traffic freaking nightmare. Already that whole, I don't go near that on ramp, off ramp, man.
Yeah, but
as it is,
an In-N-Out Burger.
And then when that bakery opens up.
But see, you can get there going down Avenue E, you just cover the backside.
So nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
No, they don't.
Except for Keith.
We're getting a new In-N-Out,
except
everyone.
Keith. Like, except for Keith. Keith knows what we're
Keith
talking
knows,
about.
That's right. Janelle saw Keith at Moolala Boutique. Yeah. And he said he was listening to our shows.
He said he was listening to Mandarin Orange Show.
Yeah, yeah. He's been listening to that, too.
So there you go. You got that's listeners. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited about In-N-Out, but also, like, I don't need an In-N-Out real close to me.
I need it. I need it bad.
Dude, when it's like midnight and you can now like just go get some animal style fries.
Yeah, but see, that's not what I would get now. Now I could go get a lettuce wrapped hamburger.
Yeah.
Which is like their lettuce wrap stuff is the best. It's better than any other place that like where you're, if you gotta go without a bun.
Well, cause they've been doing it long, like
right,
forever.
They've been right. They probably pioneered it, you know, but, it's, if you've got to go without the bun, that's the way to go. Because it still tastes fantastic.
But In-N-Out buns are so good.
They're great. I'm not saying it's not hard, but...
Dude, now I want In-N-Out. Like,
it's so good.
Definitely going
to
go.
If you wanted to go tonight, you'd have to drive all the way out there.
All the way to San Bernardino. Yeah, that's not happening.
That's why it's great.
But, yeah. So that's it. Talk about super local.
You kaipa talk. Those potholes over there on 3rd Street. All right.
All right, well, we got some mail.
Mail time. Reader mail.
Mail time. All right, well, we got Amber Richardson, your sister-in-law,
yes,
with the fat alert. Oh, fat and tall alert.
Fat and tall.
Last weekend, I purchased tickets to the Denver Performing Arts Center to see the Glass Menagerie as a birthday present to myself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Was it her birthday?
Her birthday is in September.
Okay. You don't even know.
I don't know the exact day. It's in September. I don't know, like, everybody's birthdays.
That's your sister-in-law. That's your family.
Don't make me embarrassed on anything. I know my mother-in-law's birthday is in September.
Okay.
I have 6 siblings.
Oh, happy birthday, Amber. Sometime in September.
It's September. September is her birthday.
Did you get her a present?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
We haven't done it yet.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
Yeah, so I can't say because she'll hear it.
Okay. Okay, well, moving on.
All right. Now I'm embarrassed.
The show was in the Ricketson Theater at the Performing Arts Center. If you are tall, this is for all of our Denver listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Or visitors.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of Denver, what happened to Denver?
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, NTLD.
Where you at? Probably busy.
He's tweeted me a couple times.
That's good.
He's a Twitter guy now.
He's been tweeting.
If you're tall, I just realized that I forgot that he tweets me.
Yeah, okay. He's still around then.
He's still around. If you're tall, over 5'8", your legs will not fit, so purchase front row.
It's good. 5'8"'s not even
that tall. So I'm already just like not happening.
Right. I'm taller than
If you are over 200 pounds, you will spill over the sides.
Check and
what
check.
Kind of tiny seats are these? Because 200 pounds on a dude, that's not even like, yeah. If you're like 6 foot, so if you're like 6 foot two, whatever,
that's
game
like,
over.
It's like ideal weight.
The lady next to me was tall and fat, and I am fat. It was a big effing mess. Her legs had to be slanted into my leg area, and even when I crossed my arms and leaned to the left, her super long arm hairs were still tickling me. Luckily, I was able to work some drunk magic. I politely asked to be switched to the front row empty seat.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Drunk magic. I like that.
My recommendation is front row seats or purchase 2 tickets. See, but I feel like having to purchase 2 tickets, that's an injustice.
Yeah, it is.
And also, then like, I don't know. I would be too embarrassed to do something like that.
Because even if you're in the front row, that solves the leg issue, but it doesn't solve the size issue. Unless they're bigger seats, I guess.
Or the best option, establish dominance and get there first by man-spreading your legs and wearing a puffy jacket to spill over the sides.
See, at that point, like, if you're that close, you're poking into each other, you just put your arm around them then. Just like, we're gonna be cozy, we're just snuggling now.
You would do that?
I don't know, it depends on who it was.
Just perfect stranger?
If they smelled real bad, maybe not.
It's gross.
I've gone to like with my mom to the theater. What's that? The
Sergstrom?
Yeah. Sergstrom. Mm-hmm. Anyway, down there. Fancy, you know, that's where I've seen the plays with her.
Yeah.
And it's cozy there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, my mom and I are already snuggling on each other. And if there's someone that sits by us that's big, you know, it's tight.
So that's why, or you could go to the Largo and request the fat section.
That's right.
Cause they actually
have a fat section.
Cause those seats were definitely bigger than the other seats.
Yep. And front row. There, and you don't have to shuffle in front of people.
It was great.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good tip. If anyone in Denver is going to go there.
Speaking of Largo, Marin's doing some Largo shows next month.
Man.
Try and go, maybe. We got to get him that record.
I know. I was really hoping to be this weekend.
Yeah. That was a year ago today.
Man. Well, who knows? This weekend we got some good stuff coming up.
Good stuff. We'll talk about it in a bit.
We'll get there.
All right. Steve Espinoza writes, "Hey guys. Just wondering, Brendo talked about making a transatlantic flight in a jetpack." Oh yeah, with a poop pellet.
Yes.
"I know this is in the future, but how efficient is this jet full that you can make that trip in a tank small enough to fit on your back?" Well, they're pellets, man.
Yeah, poop pellets are very efficient.
They're super efficient.
In our invention, you know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
And we're talking like an hour per pellet.
Yeah,
and
you can highly compress.
Yeah.
You know.
Like an hour of fuel per pellet.
Yeah, so how many hours does it take to go across the Atlantic?
8 pellets. No, we're talking like 12.
12, sure. But you can fit 15. 12 pellets.
This is like a jetpack. You can go real fast.
Yeah, so you gotta look a little, even if it's 15 though, you can fit 15 pellets.
Definitely. I mean, we're talking.
A pouch.
Yeah.
Just toss them in there.
Yeah. Well, you got like a little pellet box.
Yeah.
In the jetpack.
Push a button and it drops the pellet into it. You don't even have to hold them.
And like it's all connected.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
You gotta patent this, man.
Really gotta work on this.
I mean, this is top priority after like getting all our Brax book done and writing scripts and stuff. Patent jetpack.
Jetpack powered by poop pellets. Yeah.
That's our next step.
And our patented poop pellet delivery system.
Yeah. You just push a button, plop.
But so that means you have to go like before you start your journey.
Oh, that's
true. So you got the,
well,
unless you're like storing, but I guess if you're in a house where you're producing pellets,
right, you can just store them along the way.
This is from your pellet producing house and you just bring one scoop.
Yeah.
One scoop is all you need.
One scoop is enough poop.
That's like
our slogan.
One scoop is enough poop. For any journey up to,
that's right.
You can get anywhere in the world on one scoop.
One scoop. That's our guarantee.
Guarantee.
One scoop is enough poop.
So if you were going around the world twice, just two scoops.
Two scoops.
Like
the Raisin Bran.
And like the pellet pouch holds like four scoops.
Yeah. So you can like,
you know. Four trips around the world.
Back and forth. This thing is great.
Yeah.
And you could have like a hose, like a unit that like an underwear pant unit that has a hose that if you had to for emergency fueling.
Well, yeah. But also if you have also like, if you're in the air that long, you're going to have to go to the bathroom.
Well, right. So then you just save it as you go.
And you need that whole system
anyways. But then, like,
if you need to land. We're just making use of it.
If you do need to land.
Yeah.
Like in the ocean, you should have some kind of flotation thing, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, definitely.
Just, you know, momentary breaks, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's got, like, a crash pod thing.
Yeah. Like those big inflatable rafts.
Yeah.
But then it can suck back up so you can use it again.
Yeah.
All right. Problem solved.
We're talking about the future here.
Well, yes. I mean, next weekend.
This is like Bill and Ted where we're just like, yeah, then we're going to do this stuff.
Remind myself, trash can.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Poop pellets.
Yeah, poop pellets. It's going to be great.
One
scoop is enough poop.
Go moving on. Also, when it comes to MMA, as someone who trained on a novice level, I can see how the sport can seem slow and boring at times. Yes. Because of that, I don't watch MMA as religiously as I used to. You can avoid the slow, boring fights if you watch the edited one-hour shows that show up in syndication and on Fox Sports channels. They do have some of those on YouTube because I've watched some of them.
So
and it is just like
cuts it down
the highlights. And they also have the Ultimate Knockouts series, which is just like the knockouts. So you just want to watch guys getting knocked out.
Punched.
Especially the early ones are entertaining. Yeah, because I mean, we used to watch those like in high school. So I'm not saying like it's like terrible, but it's just not really my thing. And he also, so then he says, I could suggest a few titles or individual fights, but I can tell the sport isn't for you. Well, take it easy and let the cookies cool.
Woohoo!
Well, thanks, Steve. And yes. I'm not knocking the sport, you know, and I see, I appreciate it, but I just don't think it's my it's thing. But I will watch, I'll watch CM Punk again, cause, can,
the highlight, would you do, like, wait for the
I don't know if I'd pay $50 again.
Yeah.
I'd probably just watch, like, something, I don't know. But I would watch again, cause I feel like he has nowhere to go but up, so, unless he got, like, I mean, I guess the worst would be, like, he just gets knocked out immediately.
That's true.
And that could happen next time, could who knows. Bad. I don't know. I just, that's gotta be crazy. Like, you train for something for like 2 years and then like 2 minutes later it's over. It's
done. And you failed.
Well, you failed, but you also got $500,000.
Yeah.
So, but then like, I think he gave a really cool speech about achieving your dreams and not giving up and he did it.
It was also the plot of a whole like series of Friends episodes, if you remember correctly.
Yes.
Jon Favreau.
Yes. I remember that.
Remember that? That was awesome.
Oh my gosh, they have this, speaking of, like, South Park, South Park came back, and not only did they have, like, a whole plot about, like, the national anthem thing that was really funny, but then they have, like, this whole plot line where, like, they want J.J. Abrams to reboot the national anthem because he can save anything. And then they're like, give us some of your remember berries because, like, that's kind of lives off in a cell. So then there's, like, this thing that, like, they have. They're like, because they're like, man, are you feeling down? Things are really rough. You should try these remember berries. And they're just these little berries. It's like, remember Ghostbusters? Yeah! Remember Slimer? Remember Crystal Pepsi? Like, just like, because so much stuff. Like, remember Star Wars? Remember Chewbacca? And it's just these little berries, like, talking to him.
That's awesome. Remember berries.
Yeah. And it, like, mellows you out when you eat them. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That was cool.
It's the group.
That's funny.
But then then it turns out that they might be, like, subversive being used. Because Mr. Garrison is, like, the Donald Trump figure. Like, they're parroting the election also. And so then it's at a certain point after a while that they'd be like, remember when there weren't as many Mexicans? Remember? And then, like, he's like, wait, what? Like, what? So I think it's kind of, they're also making fun of the whole, like, make America great again thing. Right. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Good stuff. They have a
winning, uncanny.
It's impressive.
But the national anthem stuff is really funny too. Like, it's really good. But all right, so Rocky writes in.
Rocky?
Okay, I may have gone a little overboard with CW and Marvel being equal.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Like we said, we're all cool here. We just don't agree with you. It seems like I am on my own island with the Flash show. Hey, Flash Island.
Flash Island. That's a good island to be on.
That is okay. Hey, we'll go visit every once in a
while. Like, again, I haven't been to Flash Island yet, so it could be fine.
I promise to stop. Oh, you don't have to stop.
No, you could write it. Dude, convince us.
No, it's okay.
I mean, you don't have to. You're not gonna, but you could try, you know.
Kind of weird how I love this podcast and also love the things you guys do not like. Well, that's the human race.
That's right. Again, everyone's entitled their opinions.
Prequels and CW, DCU. Well, yeah.
I mean, that is quite a list right there, but you know.
But I always feel welcome, even when Brendo says I wrote the craziest thing ever. Well, when you say things like the prequels, like some of the things you said about the prequels and about other things to me.
That's right. In my paradigm, it doesn't fit.
All in fun and brings a smile to my day twice a week. Well, thank you.
That's awesome.
It's great.
You can still write all the crazy you want. We'll read it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, within reason.
Within reason. All right. Craig from the Res writes in.
All right.
What's up, Craig?
Hey, guys. Oh, it's Clicker Heroes secrets.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about that.
As far as Clicker Heroes goes, I don't have any secrets. Well, that's it.
Oh, there you go. The end.
I have started just using kidding. A calculator and follow the FAQ from the Reddit. So yeah, I've tried to do that and I'm like, this is like in a whole other language. And also like, it seems like way too much work for me to do, cause this is a whole game about not having to do anything. Right. And I'm like, this is too much. If I'm going to put this much work into playing a game, I'm going to play a game.
Okay.
Like an actual game.
All right.
I think that's where I'm at with this. Like, I'm at a level where I'm just doing the minimal amount where I don't actually feel like I'm having to do a lot, and I feel good about it.
It's good.
But if the moment it gets to where I'm like, I'm actively like playing this, I'm like, there are a million better things I could be doing.
Too much. All right.
But some people, that's how they do it. There's like people, there's like Twitch streams of Clicker Heroes and stuff.
See, that I don't understand.
There's like the one on Reddit I went on and there was like 100 viewers and I'm like, what is happening right now? But I guess they're trying to see what his strategy is.
I don't know.
But his strategy is that he never stops playing.
Just clicks all the time.
I guess. I don't know. Alright. And then he says, other than that, transcend at like 9 or 10 ancient souls. Alright. That's pretty good. And be sure to have at least 50 rubies for the quick ascension to speed up that slow early game. Well, that's some good tips.
Good tips there.
If you guys want to get in on the Clicker Heroes action, it's clickerheroes.com or on your phone or on Steam or on pretty much everything except for consoles.
Yeah.
But it's free. And if you get to a certain point in the game, you can join clans. And our clan is called Radio Brendoman. It's Radio Space Brendoman. Just apply, and then when I see that you're applying, I'll approve you, and then you can join in on
it.
Fun. Okay, Craig writes, hope you guys have fun at PodFest.
Yeah.
When I went, I got a room there through the fest, and it was $200 a night. I think it's even more this year.
Yeah, the hotel that it's actually at, it was like $250, I want to say.
It's a really nice hotel, but
it's
like...
It's really nice, but I can't...
I don't have that kind of money. Yeah. That's like That's like my whole WrestleMania vacation.
Right.
Like.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. I mean, I would if that was, you know, something that was doable, but cause how nice would it be to just like, okay, I'm done. I'm going
right
to my
there.
Room.
Oh,
just walk
dude.
In your room.
It's amazing.
I got to tell you, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I could do this, right? We can do this. And so I was like, no, we're not doing that.
It's too much,
but it would be nice.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Oh, dude, they were on Marin today cause they're on their Broadway show.
Oh, really?
We got Broadway.
Too much tuna or just like all this stuff?
Hello. Like they're on Broadway.
Gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Cause they did a show out here, but I remember we were busy.
Yeah.
I really wish because that they were doing their test runs.
That's Janelle's favorite sketch from that
show. I wish we could have gone, but it was really funny hearing them talk about it and just like where they came up with it and like just some of their stories.
It's been pranked.
Yeah. And like, I guess they had Mark on like one of the live ones.
That's so cool.
Doing the too much tuna.
It's too much.
It's too much tuna.
Kroll show, by the way, in case you guys are wondering.
All right. And then, he said by far and away the nicest hotel I've ever stayed at.
Yeah. It's nice.
I would recommend Doughboys if you aren't listening to it already. I do listen to it pretty regularly. Also, you should check out Steel Wars. Steel Saunders is a really cool Australian comedian who does another podcast I really love. I like some of Steel Wars, but he goes deep with the geekdom. Depends on if he has on comedian guests or super fans. I would think it will be mostly comedians at PodFest. Wish I could go, Craig from the Reds.
I know. The one year that Craig came, we didn't go.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been able to come back out again.
Well, we were busy that weekend.
Yeah.
Because Andrew was there that
week. I know.
So maybe they crossed paths. Didn't know it.
Maybe they didn't even know.
A candle in the wind.
Well, one of these times, hopefully we can come again.
Two ships.
Or maybe they'll do a Montana PodFest and we'll go out to that.
Yeah.
Get that going.
Mark Bolton, it said real quick in a hurry was his like subject line. I mean, he says, you guys, which is better, cheese sauce or the Goonies? Is this like you have to pick one or the other?
You have to pick one or the other. What kind of cheese sauce are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
There's a wide range there. Is it like, you know, in a can?
Is it like Velveeta? Ortega?
Or
Tostitos
is it like,
brand?
Yeah, what are we looking at here?
Frito-Lay?
I don't know.
Homemade?
Something in a restaurant?
Nacho cheese?
Oh, yeah, like a can from Costco? I do like that though.
I'm still gonna go with the Goonies.
I would have to say probably
But what
so.
If you could never have cheese sauce again?
What if you can never watch The Goonies again?
Or do you like cheese sauce?
I love The Goonies.
But I've watched it a lot.
But I've eaten a lot of cheese sauce.
But I mean, I want to continue eating a lot of cheese sauce, but I also want to continue being able to watch
The Goonies. If it's just cheese sauce, I mean, you can still eat cheese.
Yeah.
You can even melt cheese.
What if you melt cheese and then does it like just disappears? Just disappears? Like, no.
It's too saucy.
Too saucy.
Only cold cheese. I like cold cheese.
Well, you could still melt cheese on nachos, just not till it goes to a sauce, which is what I prefer.
Yeah, you want it like just right.
I want like melted cheese, cause like, Kuka's, when like, I ordered nachos and I saw them like grab the nacho cheese, I'm like, that's not, when I order nachos at a restaurant, I feel like nacho cheese is just not cool.
See,
it's not appropriate.
I love nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese though, but that's like a snack nacho.
Yeah.
Like, that's like at a ball game or like at a movies or like at the Del Taco. Like, not like at a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant. You order nachos. I want melted cheese on my chips.
See, I like a mix of melted cheese and nacho cheese. Well, if
you can do the double, I don't know. But for me, the sauce is just a little too messy a lot of times.
Oh, I love it though.
Yeah.
But I think I would pick The Goonies.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with
Especially because I can sell a cold cheese.
So cold cheese.
And if you can melt it just enough that it's not sauce, then, you know, you've got a lot of options there.
I'm pretty good at that. I do it a lot.
It's a good question. Now I want to know, how did you come up with that?
I don't know. He's probably just thinking about two things.
Two things that are good.
He's probably he's probably in dad mode, super dad mode.
I will tell you though, I like melted cheese. Like if I'm melting a cheese, I like to melt it so much that it like caramelizes and gets crispy.
It's like baking a cheese.
It's fantastic. And I'm not going to lie. This is, okay. So, you know, I've been doing like the low carb stuff, not eating bread and stuff, but there's times when like, I'm like, I got to have some kind of a snack. It's killing me right now. The options are limited.
Eating some cheese?
Well, cheese is definitely like on the list, you know, but sometimes just eating like cheese isn't enough. So every once in a while, and it's been working. So you can't like fault me too much for it. But like if there's shredded cheese in the fridge, like Janelle will buy those bags of shredded cheese.
Yeah.
I'll just like sprinkle shredded cheese on a plate, just plain, and melt it until it's like crispy and then peel it up and eat it like a cheese chip.
Well, I think
if you have a craving for a chip, it works.
I've admitted on this show that one time I was so hungry that cause Grace had like the Hershey shell for like making chocolate bananas and I just took a plate and covered it in Hershey's
shelled the plate
and put it in the fridge and then took it out 5 minutes later and then I just had a whole giant shell and I just ate the shell.
Did you like eat the plate under like Cookie Monster style?
No.
Okay.
But
so you drew the line
But it
there.
Turned into this a giant shell and I love that shell, man.
Good stuff.
Oh, cause it was like, oh, so good.
Yeah.
I'm
saying though, cheese chips, it's not that bad.
Didn't you make like taco shells out of cheese?
Janelle's made taco shells out of cheese and she makes
these
crustless pizzas where she uses the cheese, like just melts cheese and makes crust out of the cheese and then you have like all the stuff you want on it. It's pretty great.
It sounds like a lot of cheese.
We don't eat a whole lot though. Like, we have that sometimes. It's a lot when you have that.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you're eating a pizza, it's the same amount of cheese you have on a pizza. It's just minus the bread. Imagine if you could just have pizza with all the same stuff but minus bread.
How does it hold together?
Because you cook the cheese a little more so it gets like, it's hard. It like caramelizes and gets hard.
That still just seems like potential for like mess.
Well, it's a little messy. Yeah. But it's good. Let me tell you. It's pretty tasty.
I don't like super messy foods.
I know. But it's good. And you dip it in the sauce. I almost said Mandarin sauce.
I was going to say mayonnaise.
Yeah, like, mayonnaise. What? You dip it in mayonnaise?
That sounds disgusting. So gross.
Now you just took it to a whole different level. No, you
somebody
dip it in
out
marinara.
There, somebody out there is dipping pizza in mayonnaise. You know that's happening.
I've dipped it in ranch before.
Yeah.
What if that like becomes a new thing now? Dipping pizza in mayonnaise? Got mayonnaise pizza?
Dude, that sounds like just like the fattiest fat thing you can possibly do.
I want to see if someone out there.
That's like, I saw a picture somebody posted a, cause it was like, don't look at this if you hate mayonnaise. And it was like a lady on the subway with like, I swear, eating mayonnaise. She had a jar of mayonnaise and a spoon. And it almost made me throw up just thinking about it.
See, I don't hate mayonnaise, but I would never do that.
That's disgusting. I like mayonnaise. That's like the lady, oh my gosh, the My Strange Addiction show, and there would always be weird stuff. And the worst one is the lady that took the two Oreo cookies, and then she took a thing this big of tartar sauce and made a tartar sauce Oreo that was like just huge. And then she was just eating tartar sauce because it's tartar sauce with her strange addiction. And it was the gnarliest. Gosh.
That's so
thing.
Gross.
Because, I mean, yeah, you got the girls eating chalk and eating rocks and eating all the weird stuff.
You'd rather have, what would you have before? Would you have chalk?
I would eat a piece of chalk before I ate it.
A tartar sauce
Oreo. And it was like a giant, it was like a Scooby-Doo joke thing of like a pile of tartar sauce.
Okay, what if it was that cookie, but if you ate chalk, you had to also, like, scoop out the chalk dust from a chalkboard.
Oh, God.
And, like, put that in a powder drink, and that's your drink.
No way.
You put the chalk dust powder in a drink.
That's my powder drink.
That's your powder drink. Chalk dust powder.
Oh, my gosh.
Which one would you pick?
Ah, oh, dude, I don't know. Those both sound really gross.
I think I would pick the tartar sauce.
At that point, I think I would go with the tartar sauce.
I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't be able to tell in the drink. It would just be chalky.
Ugh. Not just thinking about all that tartar sauce and mayonnaise and chalk.
What if the tartar sauce had to sit out for a bit?
No, absolutely not.
You got a little skin on the outside. A little tartar skin.
Oh my gosh, that's so gross. Then I'd eat the chalk. I'd drink any of the chalk.
Okay. But what if, same scenario with the tartar skin, but now, in addition to that, you have to, like, dust out of the eraser and lick the eraser dust off.
Oh, sure, I'd do that.
You're okay with that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'd lick the eraser.
What if you have to lick the chalkboard, too? Someone writes Mr. Brindo on the board, and you have to lick
Mr. Brindo. When was the last time the chalkboard's been cleaned?
Probably in 1950.
Then I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Because I've seen what the kids do to those chalkboards.
Yeah.
We don't have chalkboards anymore, though, now that I think about it.
I don't think anyone has chalkboards anymore.
There are no chalkboards. The last time I saw a chalkboard was actually in China.
Yeah, some of our listeners might not even know what a chalkboard is.
I had a chalkboard in my class in China, and they were like, we're getting ready to get rid of these.
You know the people at, like, Big Chalk are just thankful sidewalks exist still.
Big Chalk.
Because otherwise they'd be out of business, you know.
Isn't that just Crayola?
Well, there's other chalk companies.
Yeah.
There's a chalk Rose consortium.
Art.
Yeah.
Is Rose Art still a thing?
Sure.
That was for kids that couldn't afford Crayola.
Yeah, you get at the Dollar Tree or Big Lots, you know. The Rose Art one.
Yeah, I remember having
which
a lot of
which is owned by the
Rose
same
Art.
Company as Big, or I mean, Mega Bloks.
Yeah.
At least at one point they were.
They're just the whole, like, they're just the knockoff all company. The knockoffs.
Yeah. At one point they were under the same umbrella, I know.
I think you're absolutely correct there. Alright, here we go. Mario, hold on to your butts.
Here we go.
He cleaned it up a little bit. I work in a very big warehouse. He really wants, cause I've seen him telling this to other people. Like, he really wants this heard.
Okay.
I work in a very big warehouse, and I farted in a very low, very far low traffic area. So way out of the way.
Yeah, okay.
He went out of his way, and a coworker, Stefan, so Stefan smelt it, and threw an arranged temper tantrum hissy fit. I work with a major league pussy in Oakland.
How bad was it?
How bad was his fart that he like completely flipped out? But also, like, you could also, you could have done the whole smelt it, dealt it thing.
I mean, if it was low traffic, there's only two of them. The one guy knows he didn't do it. Stefan knows he didn't do it.
Why are you, why wouldn't you just not fart around other people?
Sometimes it's hard to do. Well, see, he went out of the way. He said he went far.
And then why was that guy there?
Plus, I mean, I think he made the accommodation to go out of his way to leave.
Yeah. I just never heard of somebody having a tantrum.
Yeah, like, how mad can you get? Like, what he should have done is just called Doorknob and pointed and punched him on the shoulder or something, you know.
Is that still a thing?
If it's not, they can bring it back. I mean, that's fair. But that's it. That's
or you could have called Doorknob on him.
Yeah.
Turn it around.
I don't know, though. So Janelle and I have a term, I'm sure that you've heard this before, but our term for like an extremely foul, like so like strong smelling fart that it just like hangs in the air. It's almost like liquid in the air. We call it poop smoke. So like we get mad at each other if like we like let a poop smoke and then like, cause it's the kind of thing where you walk into a room and it just like smacks you in the face. We call it poop smoke. If you poop smoked, you know, there might be like a little more ground.
It really sounds like he did.
But like, you can't help it. I try to explain this, like, if it's coming out of your body, it's coming out of your body.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm on the side of the flatulator, personally.
It's great at Disneyland, you could just crop dust in the Esplanade.
See, that's your mistake. Your mistake is going to a low traffic area. You gotta do it in the highest area.
You gotta go in the highest area.
No one can
possibly
figure it out.
Can.
Right. You walk into the middle of the main floor, and then boom, no one can blame you. You can look around confused just like everybody else.
Okay, what?
Can
you believe that?
You don't want to be the first one to smell it, but you know, like jump in on like number two.
Yeah.
You know. Oh yeah, I smell that too. All right. Well, let us know the continuing saga.
Your talk about Westerns reminded me of an article I can't find from Rotten Tomatoes, but I do have some photos from the article. Okay. Movies you didn't know were Westerns. This is what I'm like, so they're movies that feel like Westerns, but they're not Westerns?
I think that, yeah,
and
like
if
they follow
then
the
why
Western,
weren't they just Westerns?
Well, because it follows the pattern of a Western.
All right.
But it's in a different setting.
Assault on Precinct 13. John Carpenter. Avatar, because it's like they're taking their land and mining. And instead of, just replace gold with unobtainium.
Right, exactly.
Why couldn't it have just been gold?
Or any other name except for unobtainium.
I feel like it was a placeholder and then they forgot.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I guess they already shot a bunch of the scenes where they're saying that. Shoot. All right, just leave it in.
We've had this exact bit on the show.
It's true.
Because it's so stupid.
But it is the dumbest thing.
Seven Samurai, later remade as the Magnificent Seven. Well, yeah.
I like his
I think defense. A lot of Westerns, like, ripped off Samurai movies.
Yeah. I think that's
I think
fair...
they're independent of each other.
Well, but I think they have common themes, because the Samurai
were
rolling...
Kurosawa did say he was inspired by Westerns.
Right, I think there's a lot of back and forth.
Later remade as many as seven. I didn't write the article, so how can the writer make the Western claim when it was originally a samurai movie? Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think it goes like, back and forth.
But Kurosawa did say it
too. Well, and that, you know, it's a similar setting. The samurai were guys that wandered.
Here's
you know,
one that I don't...
Sparsely
how, Gran Torino, is that because it has Clint Eastwood in it and he's old and yelling at people?
Yeah, I mean, that just pretty much says Western right there, right?
Jaws? I don't know about that. That seems like a stretch.
Yeah, I'd have to read... reason
when they go out finding the bad guy.
Yeah,
is that like they have a posse,
they have a shootout.
They take, they're like the posse.
Yeah,
I don't know
that seems like a stretch.
Near Dark, I've never seen that. Outland, I've never seen that.
Nope. Bug's Life is that one.
Yeah, well that's Magnificent Seven,
but that's like blatantly what it is, right?
Seven Samurai. Ooh, Magnificent Seven comes out this weekend.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. I'll be seeing
The Road Warrior.
Okay.
See that? Serenity, definitely, because I mean
that's like the
already
whole thing,
Firefly
right?
is like space Western. Battle Beyond the Stars. Robert Vaughn pretty much plays the same character from the Magnificent Seven, tied with the winner. So yet another.
All right.
Kroll? Question mark. Not sure. I don't remember the whole list. So now he's just making things up.
Make up your own list. Kroll was great. I used to love that movie. I haven't watched it.
Because it was on the Disney Channel all the time.
It was like, because he had like the star, the glaive.
Yeah.
And he'd throw it. I don't know. That's pretty much all I remember from the movie, but I remember loving it as a kid.
For Westerns, I recommend The Fastest Gun Alive, 1956, and Fire Creek, 1968. Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda. Jimmy Stewart was in some good Westerns. Yeah. I recommend The Destry, like Destry Rides Again.
Huh.
It was
pretty
good.
I've seen one with him. What's the big one he was in?
Shenandoah.
Maybe.
Stagecoach.
Probably Stagecoach.
I don't know if he's in that. I'm just making things up right now.
I'm not sure. But I know I've seen a Western with him, and I'd watch him in anything. Right?
I don't even know Shenandoah. I don't know if he's in either of those.
Not even a Western? I'm
sure it is.
Sure.
My grandparents watched all those.
Cactus Creek.
Yeah.
Dust on the Trail.
Blood on the saddle.
Yeah. Rattlesnakes at dawn.
Rattlesnake Junction.
There you go. That was better. See, we can make up westerns right now.
Phantasm. President Evil and Puppet Masters.
Said President Evil.
President Evil.
The little,
Thanks Indiegogo 2017 are back. How about something new like the Bionic Man starring wet wrestler Steve Austin as astronaut Steve Austin? I can't believe that hasn't happened, but Kevin Smith wrote a $6 million man script a while ago.
That's cool.
But nothing happened.
Wasn't there like a reboot of, was it Bionic Woman?
Yeah. It was a TV show.
Did that ever happen?
It died. I heard it was alright.
Huh.
I never watched it. It was the same, I feel like that was around like there was the bad Charlie's Angels with What's-Her-Face that was like two episodes, that made it like two episodes. There was the new Knight Rider that made it like a couple episodes. And then there was the Bionic Woman. I think they all kind of, I feel like Bionic Woman was the one of them that was supposedly good, but like everybody just kind of lumped them all together. It was like, why are we doing this?
We already had these shows. The best thing about the Bionic Woman though is Freaks and Geeks, of course.
Yeah. Straight Outta Compton. Ice Cube's son played Ice Cube. Oh. Because I said it was Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre was played by some random actor that was on the past 2015 season of Walking Dead. Finally gotcha.
Ah,
it's true. There you go.
Keep you on your toes.
But the Dr. Dre did look exactly like Dr. It's
understandable
Dre.
That you
and
might
the Ice Cube one, like, I guess that makes more sense because it would, the, well, all of them did such a good job, but the Ice Cube especially, like his son, it was like the mannerisms and like the way he talked and everything.
Do you know what his son's name is, by the way?
Is it Ice Quad? Or just what?
It's Trey. Ice Tray.
Oh my gosh. That's really, I thought you were going to say like quad, like, or
cube,
ice quad.
Squared.
It was squared. Yeah.
To the fourth. yes. All right. What else? You've got all.
Your talk about the second voice on the voice recording in Intruders in the House reminded me of a podcast interview where the lady remembers that as a child, she told her parents about the man that came out of the closet to stare at her at night while she slept. Her parents didn't believe her.
Oh my gosh.
What if Audrey told you there was a man that came out of her closet as she slept?
I think we would move.
So it's like before she, so how would you know if it was while you slept? Is that he came out while she was still awake?
Maybe like they like peeked and like saw like they woke up. Or
but what if you just, how wouldn't the parents, wouldn't you just write that off as like, oh, kid imagining things?
No, not if they said that, like.
If they specifically said
man
came out of the closet.
There's a man that comes out of my closet and watches me sleep. I'm sorry you moved to Yucaipa and we're leaving you, but we are gone.
Would you check?
No.
What do you do? Do
I don't
you
go
immediately
home.
Leave the, well, you're home already. You're in the house.
Then we run out and I'm scared. I don't know. That's horrible. My gosh. That's terrifying.
So, is that real?
I don't know. Like, is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
It just leaves it like that? Yeah. Your parents, what happened?
So obviously the man, was there really a man there? Did he ever do anything?
I don't know.
Just one night? Was this a one night thing?
Ugh.
One night when I was really sick, I dreamt that like my, like, this is a really weird story, but I dreamt that like my light, like I had this lamp and I dreamt that it like changed into a different lamp. And when I woke up, there was a different lamp. And I think what happened was my dad like replaced the lamp with a different lamp in the night.
And you didn't
either
know.
That or my magically got a new lamp by magic.
Or maybe your
dream. But it was, I swear to you, this happened where.
But maybe your dream convinced you that your old lamp was, but that you had an old lamp, but you never did.
No, dude, I had one lamp, and when I woke up, there was a different lamp.
I think your dream.
And I dreamt
you.
That, like, and in the dream, like, something happened to the lamp.
Man.
I don't know. And I don't know what's real. That was weird.
So what if someone tonight, what if you, like, wake up, and you kind of peek your eyes open and there's a man staring at you in your bed.
What would you do? What do you think would happen?
I don't know.
That's my worst nightmare.
I think
about it all the time. What do you think? Why are you doing this to me?
Would you just,
what
like,
do you think
go
I think about?
Sleep?
No, of course not. I would scream and die and completely flip out. Like I would die.
Well,
I had
just watching you. Isn't that like harming
that's
you?
That's not, dude. What? Come on. First of all, I'd be like, how did you get in here? Cause everything is locked up.
But then he's just nice. He's like, oh, just, the door is open.
Why? It's not open.
What if he was like really nice? Like, hey, don't worry.
No!
I just wanted to watch you sleep. Is it alright?
I would be punching. I wouldn't even, like, there wouldn't even be words coming out of your mouth because I'm already punching you in the face.
It's cool, man.
Because like, I had a dream in this apartment that I woke up and there was a dude, like, right next to my bed, and I just started punching him out until he, like, flew out the door. It was like...
What if he, like, just leans up to you and whispers, "Hi, Brendan." Like, as
then
you're,
I'm like
as
gonna
asleep.
Die. I would probably die of fright.
Hey, it's okay.
But why would someone be in here if they didn't have an ill intent?
They just like to watch people sleep.
It's not okay. So how would they
study?
Get in here?
He's doing a sleep study. It's all rogue sleep
locked,
study.
Bolted.
But when I left
chained,
for the show, you forgot to like lock it behind.
I never forget. So trust me. Cause these are the things I think of. Cause I'm like you, I don't have like, when there's other people, it's different. Like when you're not, but like if it's just you in a dark space, like you start thinking things, man. Yeah. This is not cool.
Well, don't try not to think about that as you go to sleep tonight.
And I'm looking at my Blair Witch pin. Hey, I survived that. We'll talk about it probably next episode.
You lived.
You have to listen on Thursday.
That's right.
To hear the rundown of that.
We did it though.
But you were, it was very amusing for you. Did that make it less scary for you how much I was freaking out?
I was laughing half of the movie because but between you and Janelle,
if,
on either side of me.
Cause like if I hadn't been there, you probably would have been way more scared.
Well, and then Janelle like didn't
like
watch
if you had gone, if
it.
You, if it had just been you, you would have been way more scared.
You were like narrating the whole, oh, he's doing this. Don't do this. No, this is what's gonna happen. No, I can't take it.
Cause that's, I was trying, cause I try to like, I don't know, I do all kinds of things trying to trick myself into like pretending that I'm not scared.
No. And then Janelle just has her eyes closed like the entire time.
Like she wasn't even watching the movie.
She said she liked it, the parts that she saw. I'm like,
she missed like major plot points.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk more next time. But all right. So that's Mario's scary story.
So he left you with a nice,
What podcast and who was this? That's what I want to know. Like, I want to talk to this person. We can have her on the show.
You'll find out when the guy tells you tonight.
Oh my gosh. Don't even joke about that.
Brendan, I wanted to tell you about a podcast.
Dude, there's a reason why I leave my closet door open because then it can't open on its own. I'm not even joking.
So the guy's just out. Like, he doesn't.
Well, also, I can see inside, and I know that there's nobody there. Like, that's a real thing.
So what if there's a guy there, and he's like, "Hey, I just want to tell you about my podcast real quick."
Punching is going to happen.
Don't get up.
Lots of punching.
Don't get up. I know you're a big podcast fan.
Nerdist. But who? Who are we talking about? I need to know.
What if it was Chris Hardwick in your house?
Well, if it's Chris Hardwick, then I'd be like, hey.
But he's like, "I want to watch you sleep."
How would he get in here?
Chris Hardwick can get in. If Chris Hardwick wants to get in a place, he can get in a place.
Chris Hardwick be in my house.
Don't doubt his powers.
Lady being interviewed, but who is the lady being interviewed? That's like what I want to know.
That's what everyone wants to know.
I want to know who is this.
The lady being interviewed was the girl who her parents didn't believe her.
Yeah, but then what?
I don't know.
She obviously didn't get killed.
She did.
She's a ghost.
There's a ghost.
Somebody needs to tell these people that they're interviewing.
They're interviewing a ghost. That's how they got in. It's a ghost that just wants to watch you.
I'm just glad I'm not a lady because I feel like this actually happens to ladies.
It probably is a real story about something that happened.
Well, I totally
it's
like
terrifying. You know, it's not terrifying. How convenient it is to listen to podcasts on Stitcher.
Yeah.
That's like not scary at all.
No, because I listen to it all the time. But Janelle had a question where she's like, how do you listen to podcasts outside Stitcher? And it's like every other way you listen to podcasts, like iTunes.
Like, go on the internet.
Like on your phone, you have the Apple store that you can listen to podcasts through there.
Yeah.
There's also apps. There's like just on the web.
Their websites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also like people listen to podcasts before there was even iTunes, let alone Stitcher.
I think she was just excited that she was like getting into Stitcher and then she's like looking for one that she like.
But then it's like you can't listen to them outside of Stitcher. That's not true.
That's true.
Cause there's a lot of network type stuff that they don't put it on Stitcher because they want you to go to their thing or download their app.
Well, I think it's just that Stitcher is so exclusive.
Or use iTunes.
That's the problem.
No, Corolla.
No. Stitcher won't have them.
Won't have Corolla.
It's like, sorry. Sorry, man.
Not good enough. But we would get those Radio Brendo Man and Benview Network podcasts.
Try to make your show better.
Get all that Benview. You need to be on the Benview level, that's Corolla. Right.
When you get to our
nowhere level, near that level.
Then you can be on Stitcher.
But yeah, check out all those other shows. You know, we're going to be at the podcast, LA Podcast Festival with the Nerds Eye View guys. You're right. Also be there. So that's coming up on Nerds Eye View. Yeah, popsicles. We just had one from Comic Con Palm Springs, and who knows when the next one's going to be.
It might be another one though.
We got the podcast preview, artist tree, Trent talk. Kayla's been putting a lot of cool stuff. If you're a creative person, you want to working on creative projects, definitely want to check out the artist tree and MBWS.
Yeah, you got me a new one on there.
Mr. Brendo's Wrestling Show, me and Veronica. Talking about wrestling, doing new episodes every week. Extra Damage, I just listened to the new Extra Damage. Talking about video games. Josh talked about his PAX trip.
Yeah.
And
he's been going all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he got sick. Him and Caleb like stood out in the rain for like 3 hours to get into PAX.
It's worth it though, right?
Yeah, he got to play the new Final Fantasy. He got to do Batman VR. He got to do some other VR stuff.
Did he yell like we did?
I don't think so.
You didn't yell so much. You did sound effects.
I was doing the sound effects.
You did poof.
Well, I got the sword and I didn't have the sound turned up.
Yeah. You can also listen to Mandarin Orange Show where you can hear us talk about how you can listen to shows.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And if you want to have your own show, let's say I want to do a podcast. Well, you're going to have to host it somewhere. Why not DreamHost?
Why not?
Save $50 off if you go to RadioBrendo.com and click the link on our website.
Good place to click.
That link will take you to your already get the $50 coupon.
The host of your dreams.
Boom. If you want to write about your dreams, maybe they're scary dreams.
You want to have a website about how your dreams make lamps appear, you could do
I
that.
I think I did. I think I magically made the lamp appear change.
That's the most logical.
But it like changed. Conclusion. Like, yeah. I don't know. Or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened. And for a long time, I just was very confused.
There was a time when I was a kid that I was convinced like I could use the force, and I was real disappointed when I like tried it a lot and it just never happened. I thought I wasn't like flexing it right or something.
All right, well, you know what? You don't need to flex your muscles if you got Amazon Prime.
That's true.
You just order it on the internet and it comes to you free 2-day shipping.
Very
unlimited,
quickly.
No minimum order size. That sounds cool, but you're not quite sure if you're ready to commit to that because it is $99 a year. You can get a 30-day free trial right now. Go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Amazon Prime free trial link.
It's a good place to click.
Get that free trial. You'll also be helping out the show. What also helps out the show is even if you already have Prime or you don't have Prime, you're like, but you're still ordering stuff on Amazon. I mean, come on.
Everyone does.
You need those things. Well, go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Amazon link, and then order stuff.
What did people buy this week?
Somebody bought Futurama Volume 6 and Futurama Volume 7 on Blu-ray.
I'm assuming they have 1 through 5 already.
Yeah, and I guess they also don't have Netflix and they want Blu-rays because they're on Netflix. Maybe the Blu-rays.
Maybe. Maybe they got special features.
Fancy Blu-rays. They're not streaming it. This is also a funny name for a thing.
What is it?
Tub Shroom. The revolutionary tub drain protector, hair catcher, strainer, snare. But tub shroom. I was expecting like some kind of like cleaning product or some, the tub shroom.
What makes it a cause it's kind of shaped like a mushroom?
It's kind of shaped like a mushroom.
Okay.
It fits inside the drain, neatly collecting hair around it.
Ugh.
And then you just wipe tub shroom off and go. Tub shroom.
It's very highly rated.
Yeah. 4.5 stars. 1,542 customer reviews. It's like a miracle shroom.
Tub shroom.
Funded with Indiegogo.
Wow.
Don't hate your hair. Yeah, Phil, don't hate it. Get the tub
Maybe
shroom.
I need this. But who's going to clean out the hair from it?
I don't know. This is like a huge, giant thing. Where are the ratings?
Look at those questions. What are the questions?
Will my fiance clean it or will I have to do it? It's not my hair. Does this catch hair that is shorter in length? Yes. I have cats that play in the tub, leaving their hair behind. Tub shroom catches it all.
Tub shroom catches it all.
Maybe I need this.
Wow.
Will this allow you to plug up tub to take a bath? No, it's not a plug. It's a drainer and hair catcher. So it's not, I have a shower stall with a floor drain, not a traditional bathtub. This is not made for standing drains. So no.
Alright, good to know.
Let's see.
Give us like a one star real quick. We gotta see what.
Give you a one star.
Look at the pictures of people cleaning it out. Eh.
There's a two star.
Disappointed.
Although I love the concept of this product, unfortunately it did not work very well for me because when properly in place, the water did not want to drain at all. It definitely does do what it claims as far as catching all the hair. It's very easy to clean, but for me, the standing water isn't worth the trade-off. I received this product at a discount in exchange for my unbiased review. Whoa.
Wait, can I do that? I'll unbiasedly write about things.
I got suckered in by the hype.
Was there a lot of hype?
After a month of use, I'm far from thrilled with the tub shroom. It doesn't stay in place, and it really should be cleaned it after every shower to avoid it getting all gunky and disgusting. Sure, it's easy to wipe away the hair, but after a few days, the holes will start to get clogged with scum, and you'll need to take an old toothbrush to clean it inside and out. Ew. I tossed the tub shroom and replaced it with some other product.
Huh.
Just buy the cheap ones.
How much is it? How much is a tub shroom?
Tub shroom, $12.99.
Free shipping.
Free shipping. Well,
all right. Well, there you go.
We need to hear from the tub shroomer.
The reviews
from the shroomer.
Does it catch the hairs? Does your fiance clean it out? All right. What else do people buy?
We got 25 feet pre-made all-in-one BNC video and power extension cable with connector. For CCTV security camera, somebody's setting up.
I think I know. I bet that's my brother.
Yeah.
I bet that's for Mountain Room Escape.
Oh, right, yeah. There.
That's my guess. I don't know for sure, but I think it's a safe guess.
You got Sonic Mania Collector's Edition, PlayStation 4.
Sweet.
So it's Sonic Mania.
I think it's like
yet another.
Another collection, isn't it?
Collection. I don't know. It's $69.99. Oh yeah, it comes with
pre-release. Oh.
It comes with
like a little Genesis.
It comes with a little mini Genesis with Sega with Sonic statue. It's like the collector's box looks like a Sega.
And that's pretty cool.
And then, yeah, and then flip the power switch, just trigger. Oh, it's got the Sega, like the start of Sega.
Nice.
Collector's card, cartridge cast. Dang. Oh yeah, it comes with like this little cartridge.
Oh, and look, because they got Prime, they got it for only $55.99 instead of $69.99.
It's pretty good.
Good deal.
Is this like a 2D Sonic is back and an all new adventure? Oh, it's an all new.
I was just reading about this in Game Informer. I didn't realize that was the same one.
Yeah.
It got very high, marks.
Is there finally a good Sonic game?
Well, it wasn't like a full review. It was like a preview of it, but the guy was very excited about it.
It's like the first good Sonic game because they went back and just made like a.
Well, but they've even done that where they've done, like, old, you know, they did, like, Mega Man 8 and 9, yeah. Or, no,
yeah.
9 and 10? Well, they did, like, a similar thing. They did, like, Sonic 4, and everyone, like, hated that, too. But this guy who reviewed it, or was writing about it, said it was really good, so.
Well.
Hopefully it is.
It's not coming out till 2017.
So then we'll know.
So we got plenty of time.
They got time to work on it.
Make up your mind.
Thanks for buying stuff, everyone.
That's all the stuff.
Yeah.
And be sure to check out all our Facebook group, our subreddit, all that stuff. It's at RadioBrendo.com. The links are there. Also, that's where our contact form is. You can hit us up on Twitter at BrendoMan, Facebook page, YouTube, YouTube.com/BrendoMan, and Kickstarter. We are working on stuff.
We're working on the Brax book right now.
Brax book's going on.
That's exciting.
Other things, be sure to check out myvacationpants.com.
Yes, Janelle's going to be posting a new whole post about TripAdvisor within the next couple days here. So, very exciting.
And, of course, my dear known show.
Yes.
And since we were just talking about it, mountainroomescapes.com. If you're going to be in the Big Bear area in Southern California, why not take a visit up, check out Cool Room Escape, Mountain Room Escapes. We've done it.
It's great.
It's really cool.
Starting next weekend, I think he's going to start doing beta testing on his new room.
I thought he already did that.
Well, he didn't. He's been building up towards it. we were supposed to do it the other weekend. We wound up playing Risk instead. So we kind of put that plan off a little bit. So,
well,
It's almost there.
Stay tuned for that. MountainRoomEscapes.com. If you use the code RadioBrendoMan, you get $5 off each ticket. And you get a special exclusive gift at the game.
It's going to be a good gift.
And we got the LA Podcast Festival coming up next weekend.
You're going to be hearing all about it.
I might be staying in a death hotel.
It's very possible.
You can hear about that next time.
Yeah.
Or listen to the pre-show. Because we talk about it.
I
showed you some pictures.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I think I can get out of this Hotwire deal.
I think you might be able to.
We'll talk about it a little bit more next time. But that's coming up. If you're going to be there this weekend, lapodfest.com, there are still some weekend passes available. Lots of cool podcasts are going to be there. We're going to be there in the podcast lounge. We're going to be hanging out with a bunch of our friends. Cheryl from Movies Made Me is going to be there. Joe Myers is going to be there from Podcast Macabre and a lot of other podcasters. And also, like, you know, the big shots.
Yeah. We'll be hanging with them.
Hopefully. We got some things. We're arranging.
Some good stuff.
Some cool things. Next week could be some lot of cool stuff. I mean, this time last year, we were talking to Mark Maron.
That's right.
In the podcast lounge. That's now, right. He won't be there this year.
But other people will.
He could show up as a guest.
It's possible.
Who knows? I don't
Anything
know.
Anything is possible.
Maybe they're contractually, because he's doing the other one, he's not allowed to come to this one. Who knows? It's possible.
But one way or another, we're going to have good stuff.
We're going to have lots of good stuff. Lots of good guests. Lots of fun talk. And if you're going to be there, come say hi. LAPodFest.com. That's this weekend. And next episode, we're going to be doing our Long Beach Comic-Con report.
Yeah.
And talking about Blair Witch. We're going to be talking – this is next episode, not next week.
Yes, next episode.
Thursday's episode.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Blair Witch. We're going to be talking about my hotel experience possibility and other things.
So tune in on Thursday.
Tune in Thursday. But until that time, thank you for listening. Tell your friends. Rate and review. Subscribe. And for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Tore up poetry. let it go.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.
Hello, Benview fans. If you're listening to the show that has this ad, you like the network. So I'm here to say, maybe consider checking out Popsicles, a show where a guy mainly doesn't say anything for a while and then people get mad at him because he hasn't seen the same things they've seen.
Benson's just being hard on himself.
That's what the show seems like to me.
All right, well, you can listen to Popsicles. Scott Derrick and me, Brendan Creasy, and Benson. He's a big part of the show. Don't let him undersell it. You can listen to it on the Benview Network website, BenviewNetwork.com, or go to PopsiclesPodcast.com, or wherever you find podcasts.
If you like Radio Brendo Man, or the late but great Picture Start, or Benson Boombox, this show's got all three of those on.
Listen to me get browbeaten by these two for 90 minutes every few months.